This is Sounds Irish. I'm Tom Cran. Composer Michael McGlynn founded the choir Anúna in 1987. They have a singular sound. It's one which recalls Celtic mythology and Irish monasticism, while at the same time sounding very contemporary. I caught up with Michael McGlynn recently in Dublin on a Saturday with just a hint of spring in the air, and he was excited to give me Anúna's just completed CD. We're going to hear what is bound to be a broadcast premiere on either side of the Atlantic shortly. Here's Michael McGlynn.
The original concept for the name was that we produce something which was tied in with the ancient past of Ireland, because unlike any other performing group from Ireland, Anúna do an enormous span of material. We do as far back as we can. Some of the earliest pieces we've done are in the tradition in the 6th and 5th century, and I was hoping when I set the choir up to produce a lineage for it which didn't actually exist, because many people believe that traditional music is the earliest form of music in Ireland. Of course, it's not. The earliest forms are the same as those which were present in Europe. You'd have ordinary, straightforward chant, and the earliest examples of chant we have from Ireland are, at least written chant we have, about 11th century. So we began by performing these, and we looked for a suitable name to encompass the traditional element of what we did and also the more aesthetic and serious elements of what we did. And we came up with Anúna. And that is a composite name for the Sún 3, the Gian 3, and the Gull 3. The Sún 3 is a lullaby. The Gian 3 is a happy song, and the Gull 3 is a lament. And collectively, they are known as Anúna. The word Anúna itself is a transliteration. It began, I suppose, going back to my earliest days in college when I first sang in a choir. I began singing chorally in 1983, and I couldn't understand why I had never come across choral singing before. It just made no sense to me why something so amazing and so enjoyable to do could not have been part of my life up until then, because unfortunately in Ireland the opportunities then and still don't really present themselves, particularly for men to sing chorally. What I did then was I went through a honeymoon period where I was introduced to the works of the great masters, and then I got tired of it all because I couldn't understand why in Ireland we were promoting ancient music and current music from other cultures. So what I did was I decided to form a group which would initially have all the classics as part of its repertoire, but interject Irish pieces from the tradition. We were here doing things which were not simply growing potatoes and living in hovels or whatever, because bear in mind that Irish culture going back 2,000 and 3,000 years was among the most sophisticated in Europe, and this has been forgotten.
Michael McGlynn, composer and founder of the choral group Anúna. We're going to hear them now. I asked Michael to pick a couple of tracks from his new CD for this very program, and the first is his setting of the Requiem text, Pie Jesu, Blessed Jesus, Lord, grant them rest, grant them eternal rest.
When I originally wrote this, there had been a terrible atrocity in Northern Ireland, which was the Oma bombing. And the horror of that was such that we'd experienced ceasefire and peace, and there was no violence in the north at the time. And this horrific act occurred and killed so many people from both sides of the community. And about 3 or 4 months later, I was going out the door. I was going out one night, and this phrase came to me, a very simple phrase, the opening phrase came to me, and that took about 2 minutes to write out the opening phrase, and then I said, hang on, wait, I'm on the way. I was being called out the door, and I got the descant right at the end, which is where you hear Monica Donlan soaring up into the sky with an extraordinarily beautiful solo. I think it's completely natural. The whole piece runs from start to finish. It's very short, but it makes its statement. It's about redemption. It's about reaching somewhere beyond yourself. It's about peace and simplicity, and falls very much within the Anuna repertoire because it's the simple nature of it that makes it startling, and the simple sound of the choir. What you hear actually is the smaller natural voices over the big trained ones. That's the way we work it. So I'm very proud of this, and I'm very proud of the performance we've done of it. Aniha, written in the Irish language, the text is approximately 17th, 18th century, and originally the poem is quite sad because it's about the night when the poet meets his lover, and it's a cold night, and yet they're so excited about the meeting that she doesn't come out wearing her gloves or her hat. And it's the simple little things like this that make it so beautiful, because I'm a great believer in simple statements. This is about the night when you and I were together and the stars were in the sky and it was very cool and it was very beautiful out and I took your hand in mine. And that's all it's about. It's quite similar to the Pia Jesu in the sound it makes. It's quite a large group. But again, it's looking for a simple sound, a direct sound, trying to make a simple statement. And again, it's a track I'm very, very pleased with. Thank you.
Anúna, singing an Irish love song, An Oíche, composed by their artistic director, Michael McGlynn. We heard him introduce it, preceded by his P.A. Jesu, a piece composed in memory of the 29 who perished in the Omagh bombing in Northern Ireland in August 1998. My colleague Yvonne Cutliffe is a producer here at Lyric who works on the Blue of the Night and the contemporary music program Horizons. Well, sure, they'd be good qualifications, but it's her enthusiasm for the music of the here and now that qualifies her more than anybody I've met so far in Ireland to introduce us to some of this country's living, breathing composers.
I think if you want to get involved in this sort of area, you have to be slightly crazy, you know.
And I see it as a very modern thing, actually, opera.
Lows around 50, always a nice day here in the tower. Stocks opened high on the afternoon.
We're now in a relationship where composers are novelists, and the CD is the novel. The CD is not a recording of an event like the filming of a play would be, but the CD is now the novel. It is the event itself.
Spear wounded me, passed clean through my body.
As far as I am concerned, it's one continuous line broken by text and music.
Between living and dying is the calmest place I've ever been.
Pieces don't come much nearer than this one. It's called The Man Made of Rain. And it was with this piece, premiered just a couple of weeks ago, that young Cork composer Éilis Ní Rian won the title of RTE Millennium Composer of the Future.
Birds of pain hover about my bed this darkness.
The idea I had when composing this piece was that the clarinet line and the text would actually merge. So instead of having a voice as something separate or text as something that's added, I wanted her to play her instrument and then to take it away gently and to relate the text and back to playing again. It's a continuous thought in music.
This piece is called An Arrow to the Deep North. And it's from the pen of one of Ireland's more established composers, Saoirse Bodley. Saoirse has been composing now for nearly 50 years, and his pieces show influences from a range of styles, from the European avant-garde to Irish traditional music.
I'd always, as I say, been interested in folk music, but I'd never, you know, really worked out how I could integrate Irish traditional music into something. So, in the Narrow Road to the Deep North, I thought, well, look, I'll break this up and I'll use something from Irish music, almost like a sound object. And so I placed this in the context of really quite jagged dissonance and some other material as well. So there are a couple of different things going on there at the same time. And I know some people say, oh, well, you can't do that. You know, the answer is, of course you can. Everybody may hate it, but you certainly can.
Hi, this is TX Fafam speaking to you.
From Saoirse Bodley, who's been crafting his art for the last 50 years, we move to a composer who last year celebrated his 50th birthday, Roger Doyle. Roger's most extensive work to date is called the Babel Project.
Go gently. You're not alone.
Babel is multiplicity of styles, multiplicity of languages, invented cultures, and dream structure, and what else is it? It's parody and pokes fun at certain commercial radio formats, too. Well, this extract, it starts off with a song, and as the song ends, we move into that dream world I was speaking of. Fragments of the song are in what happens, but you are in an enclosed, illogical, but very strong world, and it's very attractive.
Marion Inglesby considers opera a very modern form, and at a relatively young age, she has two operas under her compositional belt. October Purim, just completed last summer, and this one, Hot Food for Strangers.
I wrote this piece in 1991 in response to a commission by Upper Theatre Company, and that year was Dublin as Cultural Capital of Europe. It takes place on a dark train, and various different characters come in, and they sort of quote things from In Dublin magazine, the personal ads. It's really all about sort of the lack of communication, if you like, between people and how they fantasize and don't talk to one another.
In June of this year, Lyric FM marks Midsummer with a major contemporary music festival. This festival celebrates the work of one of our most internationally renowned composers, Gerald Barry. Over five summer evenings, a variety of Barry's music will be performed in various venues throughout city centre Dublin. Here's his orchestral work, Diner, performed here by the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland, conducted by Robert Houlihan.
Yvonne Cutliffe, a colleague of mine and a producer here at Lyric, with a look at the contemporary music scene here in Ireland. Sounds of Gerald Barry's Diner. Gerald Barry will be saluted later this summer with a festival of concerts and broadcasts in Dublin and around Ireland. I'm Tom Cran. Hope you've enjoyed listening. I produce Sounds Irish for Minnesota Public Radio in the Limerick studios of Lyric FM, Ireland's national classical music and arts station. My thanks to David Hurley for production assistance. Sounds Irish, a look at classical music life in Ireland and the people behind it. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Sounds Irish is supported by Ireland.com, your link to Ireland, featuring extensive St. Patrick's Day coverage, ancestor research facilities, email accounts, live webcasts, the Irish Times, and historical audio and video features. All about Ireland at www.ireland.com.